that was able to come up with that this morning. So well done. Tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 at Carnegie Lecture Hall, the Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures Kids and Teen Series is going to present Rachel Renee Russell. It will be my pleasure to introduce her to you then, as well as it is my pleasure to introduce her to you now. Hello, Renee.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's nice to hear from you. Now, Renee, I understand that you are a recovering lawyer.
Yes. And, actually, I've kind of given up on that part of my life. I practiced consumer bankruptcy law for 20 years, and after my daughters went off to college, I was kind of having empty nest syndrome and took up a new hobby, and that was writing children's books. And it kind of took off, so I think I probably filed my last consumer bankruptcy about 5 years ago.
It's a wonderful, and you know, I'm an engineer. I worked as a chemical engineer and an environmental engineer for, about 30 years or so, 25, 30 years, and like you, decided to make a change.
Yeah, I think we're both late bloomers. That's
what they call us.
Well, I know. But we figured it out in the end. It just took us 20 or 30 years.
So what gave you the idea? If you don't know Rachel Renee Russell, she has had just blockbuster success in writing for tweens with the Dork Diaries series. How did this come about?
Well, as I said, after my kids left for college, I had a lot of extra time on my hands, in the mommy department anyway. So I took up writing as a new hobby, and my girls were both pretty shy as kids, and they were actually bullied a little bit. So when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to write about, I thought if I wrote what I knew, and that, you know, was my two drama queen, dorky daughters, that I might be onto something. And sure enough, there are a lot of other girls and guys, because I have a lot of boy readers too, that related to, you know, being in school and not quite fitting in, and you know, having sometimes a hard go of it. So I just basically wrote about my daughters, and the main character is basically a combination of my own two daughters.
It has to be very fulfilling to see how much of an impact.
Wonderful. As a matter of fact, the books have been translated into 36 languages as well. So not only are there dorks across America, but across the world in 36 other countries.
How would you define a dork?
I would say a dork is pretty much the equivalent of a nerd. The dork is just probably the newer term. They're usually super smart, a little socially awkward, but usually very sweet people, nice, creative. They kind of walk to the beat of you know, his or her own drummer. So, and then there are a lot of adult dorks too. I think I would consider myself a dork. We're just kind of, you know, a little different, but again, super creative and you know, inspired, I would say.
Yeah, I would like to think that. Well, I got a haircut yesterday, and it was because I had to give a talk to a bunch of people yesterday, and my hair was getting kind of long. And I said to Aaron, the barber, he said, how do you want it cut? And I said, well, it's not for me. It's for the people that have to look at me.
Right, okay.
I don't really care too much about what I look like.
You
just
there.
Do
you're
what you
think. You're a dork.
Exactly.
Person, yes. Like my younger daughter, actually, her grandfather had a pair of the old thigh-high fishing boots. He was an avid fisher, and he was going to toss them into the garbage one day, and she was there visiting her grandparents, and she begged him to let her have them, and they're like oversized and all that, but she wore them to school, and that was of course a disaster, because you know, she's walking around in these like 3-4 sizes too big fishing boots up to her thighs, but she just thought they were so cool, and she wanted to share them with the kids at her middle school, and it did not go over very well. So that was probably when she was solidified in everybody's mind as very weird and a dork.
I think dorks have a way of not necessarily caring
exactly,
about what
exactly.
others think. I'm curious, Renee, when you were growing up, did you feel like you were a dork?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And probably I'm responsible for my daughters kind of growing up to be a dorks as well. But I encourage them to embrace their own creativity and to do what they felt was right and was good and wonderful. And, you know, I encouraged them to be very creative, and that's how they grew up. My younger daughter is my illustrator, and so she's a full-time artist. And my older daughter helps write Dork Diaries, so she's a full-time writer. So they both are in very creative fields, which is illustrating and writing.
Well, that's great. If you are enjoying hearing the lively voice of Rachel Renee Russell right now, you will have a chance to actually see her and listen to her when she is in Pittsburgh tomorrow at Carnegie Lecture Hall as part of the Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures Kids and Teens series. She will be there at 2:30. Carnegie Lecture Hall is attached to Carnegie Library of Oakland, and I think you'll enjoy her talk very much. Will you be reading a little bit from your books tomorrow and also talking?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my older daughter actually has a prepared monologue and a read that she does from one of our books.
Oh,
so
nice.
I will not be reading, but my older daughter, she's a lot better at it than I am. She's a very good actress. So yes, we'll have readings. We'll be answering questions. It'll be a lot of fun, so there'll be a lot of laughs. And we're giving out free posters and bookmarks and pencils and keychains and a lot of other cool Dork Diary stuff. And
items
we're giving out are free.
Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
No, I have not, and I'm looking very, very forward to being there for the first time.
Oh, well, terrific. And where are you? Are you at home now?
Yes, I am at home, and I'm located in Northern Virginia. I'm about 40 minutes from Washington, D.C.
Well, great. It's going to be wonderful to welcome you tomorrow.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it.
And it'll be my pleasure to introduce you, and that's tomorrow at Carnegie Lecture Hall. Anything else you wanted to add, Renee? We have linked to your website for people that may not be able to make
it
tomorrow.
Right. My website is www.dorkdiaries.com. And I'd like to just remind everybody, adults and children, to always let your inner dork shine through.
Thank you very much, Renee. And Rachel Renee Russell. I love the three R's. You know, that's the perfect
thing. Very, very cool. I like that, too.
We'll look for you tomorrow. Thanks so much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Rachel Renee Russell, Dork Diaries author, and look for her tomorrow, March 16th, Sunday, Carnegie Lecture Hall in Oakland. Rachel Renee Russell, it's making me wish I could roll my R's someday, maybe. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on...